Hello?
Mr. Venturi?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I still haven't filed your claim. I needed you to verify your social data name and date of birth and mother's maiden name and to speak to your
Oh,
wife
okay. I'm
to
sorry.
file your claim.
I'm sorry. Okay, here she is. Yeah, because my wife just asked me when I came back from school. I go, "What was who was that they called?" And she goes, "What's going on?" Here she is,
Okay.
right? Sorry about
You're fine.
that. Well,
Hello.
talking
Hey, Miss
to
Venturi.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. We could complete his claim now.
Okay.
Okay, is he a US citizen?
Yes, he is.
Does he have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Yes.
Okay. And is his preferred language English?
It is.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And did he serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade he completed in school?
He got his GED.
Okay. And does he have driver's license?
No, he has a state ID.
Okay. And can I have that state ID number?
I know it starts with an I, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'll see you see. Hold on, what
He's getting
Yes, ma'am.
it.
It's not in there, dear.
Right there. Say that again.
I-266-220.
Okay. Thank you for the information. Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Just a benefit card.
Okay. Can you verify your mailing address?
898 Highway 80, Russellville, Alabama 35654.
Okay, and is your residence address different from your above mailing address?
No, it's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And can you verify your telephone number?
His is 256
Mm-hmm.
349-9250.
Said 349
9250.
9250. Okay. So I have your addresses: 898 Highway 80, Russellville, Alabama, 35654. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to him? Crossville, Cypress Inn, Johnson City, Madison, or none of the above?
Cypress Inn.
According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 5'4", 5'8", 5'11", 6'3", or his height is not reported as any of those values.
5'11".
And which of the following vehicles has he ever owned or leased? A 2001 Oldsmobile Alero, a 2005 BMW Z4, 2007 Saturn Sky, 2008 Ford Mustang, or he has never been associated with any of those vehicles?
2008 Ford Mustang.
Okay. Did he file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
And did he work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
And has he worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
And did he serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did he receive notification that he has TRA certification?
No.
And when was his last day of work?
It was in December of last year. December 6th is the day they let him go when he came back from having COVID.
And since the most recent Sunday, has he been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
And do he work for himself, own a business, or is he a corporate officer for a business?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Do he work for himself, own a business, or is he a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Is he currently working solely on a commission basis or have real estate license?
No.
Is he attending, registered for attending school or training?
No.
Is he available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
And is he available for all shifts in his normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
And has he applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from an employer he has worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And has he applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles is he willing to travel one way to a job?
Gosh, where are we at? 50 at least.
50 is the maximum.
Yeah, minimum maximum.
Okay, and what is the lowest hourly wage he will accept?
16.
Okay. And does he obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did his employer give him a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. And what was his job title?
He was an electrician.
And is he seeking work in his current occupation?
Yes.
And can I have the name of his last employer?
Titans Electric.
Okay. And do you have a telephone number for them?
I'm sorry. He said it was Kaiser. Titans is the one that let him go in December. He worked for a couple weeks at Kaiser Aluminum. I forgot about them.
And you said the name of it is Kaiser?
Yes.
K-A-I-S-I-E-R.
K-A-I-S-E-R.
Yes.
And what city and state was this?
Florence, Alabama.
I
I don't see it.
Kaiser Aluminum.
Okay, let me try Kaiser Aluminum. I got it. I'll type in Kaiser Electric. Kaiser Aluminum. Kaiser Aluminum Fabricated Products?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, let me see. I got a phone number for them. 256. Okay, and does he remember his employment start date?
You remember your employment start date?
No.
Would have been in May, right?
Yeah,
certainly
in May. It was my birthday.
I don't know.
Of 2019?
No, it was
22.
It was 22.
Okay. So I put like May 20th.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the start date. His last date of work was 2 weeks ago. Week ago, I don't know.
All right, I got you. I'm sorry.
And his last day of work?
He's getting his pay stub.
Okay.
Or I could probably look at my calendar and tell you. The 13th of June.
And this was in Florence?
Yes.
And has he received or do he expect to receive any other following pay for any time after his last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And has he applied for a pension or is he receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And the reason he's no longer working?
He had heat exhaustion and ended up in the hospital and they had to fill the position immediately. He worked in the chemical section and he ended up, there's like no air over there. He had heat exhaustion. He dehydrated like really bad.
So did they discharge him?
Yes, they did.
And you know the name and title of the person who discharged him?
Megan. Somebody named Megan. She was a safety coordinator.
And that was June 13th?
That was his last day of work. He got out of the hospital and went back on the 23rd. He got out of the hospital and they let him go. They gave him his last check.
What day did they release him, let him go?
From the hospital or
no,
from work?
No, the job.
The 23rd.
Okay. And you said he was dehydrated on the job?
Yes. Yeah, he worked in a no air conditioning part of the building.
Tanks, they did aluminum coil, big tanks of action.
And what did he do to try to resolve the problem prior to his discharge? He went to the hospital.
What did you do to try to resolve the conflict of you being let go?
They said they would look. They said they wanted to come and start slowing down until they were using right away because I don't want to live in the
July 3rd.
I'm going to have to talk slower. And I can hear you.
Hear.
Just tell her what you did to try to resolve.
When I went back to talk to them about my job back, they said they had to fill the position immediately because the coils, when they went inside the tanks of acid, it had to be pulled out in a timely manner. If not, it would cause damages to the facility. And they said that if things start picking back up for them, they would contact me back. That's about as far as I could get with them. I was an employee. We had a probation period.
So you tried to go back?
Yeah, I tried. Yeah, I went to go back, yes.
Okay, and do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay, I have a 4-digit PIN for you. This 4-digit PIN you will need, he will need to access his claim reporter online and to do his weekly certification.
Okay.
It's 9269. Is the last 2 digits of his social and the last 2 digits of his birth year.
Okay.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment. In addition, you must either visit one of the following Alabama Career Centers, or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking work full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. So, Mr. and Mrs. Venturi, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you all have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.